Thank you very much. We are coming to an end because we still have one witness. I don't know, you did not have an answer? Yes, but
yes,
very rapid,
yes.
Because we are already about quite 15 minutes over the time.
Can you repeat the question? Sorry, I've forgotten that.
Well, you were saying when the defense asked you about the troops, he said the best thing for them is to go home.
Yes.
And my answer to you is that won't happen before the end of November, you know, to begin with, because of the elections in the States.
Yes.
Bush cannot afford to do that. So there will be more troops instead of less. So there will be more violence instead of less. So the resistance will grow. And yes. Now my question is the resistance already, nobody had foreseen that the Sunnite and the Shiite fractions would work together. And you said that the Kurdish people are not exactly happy with the situation. That looks to me in the direction of some form of national liberation front.
I think there is already, I mean, the nucleus of that, because we notice in the media, Arabic media at least, interviews with important figures in society talking about the existing of this. Of course, I mean, you are not allowed in Iraq, and I've noticed that through many meetings, to say the word resistance. You're not allowed. And when I spoke asking question like yours, what about the resistance having a leadership, they looked at me, said, well, it's not safe to talk about these things. But there is, and it's taking place in such a fast way. I mean, compared with the French resistance, it's while 10% of the people for the first year of the resistance, the Nazis' occupation, Iraqi people rose within 1 month of the occupation.
Thank you very much for this very brilliant testimony.